Well, how do you talk to a room full of Rotarians, Alaskan Rotarians, who they're bright people. They know that 85% of our state budget comes from oil production. What's your foot in the door to even talk about energy policy that doesn't emphasize the continued production of petroleum and gas in Alaska?
You know, my call is not on a specific political agenda. It's a general object of getting Alaskans engaged on the energy debate. And Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senator Mark Baggage need to hear from Alaskans. And, of course, the Rotarians are generally far nicer people than I am. But, you know, they have opinions, which they usually express in a nice way. But Senator Murkowski and Senator Baggage need to hear from Alaskans. They need to hear from Sitkins on what are the fundamental building blocks for a national energy policy that works for our nation, but also that works for Alaska. I think in the next decade, we need to move deliberately towards a place where the full price of carbon, whether it's deploying troops in the Middle East or cleaning up oil spills, is reflected in the use of that. And that will make places like Sitka, you'll eat locally, the wonderful fish resources we have. I mean, Sitka has the best restaurant in Southeast Alaska. And doing more with our local products is a way of cutting down on importation. Sure, we always are going to bring in some vegetables and stuff from the Salinas Valley or, I suppose, cut flowers from Central America. But, you know, the real cost of bringing in cut flowers from Central America needs to be borne, and we need to do more with our local resources. And I think we can have a good life without running around in large trucks when it's not necessary. If you're going to take a load to the dump, you need a truck. But, you know, getting in a big sport utility vehicle or a pickup truck to go out and get a half a gallon of milk, which is imported, is actually kind of a crazy strategy. And it doesn't necessarily make you happier. It's just sort of a habit.
I guess I have a hard time getting a sense of just where you're coming from in all this. Is it, you know, personal or professional interest? Is it avocation or vocation or what?
There's kind of a confluence there. At my age, and, you know, I still spend a fair amount of time outdoors. And, you know, with my own eyes, I think I've seen changes, whether I'm hunting in the Yukon, in the natural environment. It sure seems warmer. There seems to be a fairly strong relationship between carbon proliferation. And, you know, people debate this all the time, and if you go on the internet, there's all kinds of people who deny that there's anything like, you know, global warming leading to climate change. But the fundamental metrics here, we're almost 7 billion people on the planet. The use of carbon and the consequent greenhouse gases has rapidly proliferated. And 10 years ago, people who were paying attention said, well, we need to address this for our grandchildren or maybe our children's generation. I listen to people like Will Steger now, a guy who's trekked across Greenland, who's walked across Antarctica, has spent years of his life up on the Arctic ice, and he said, you know, it's not just our kids or our grandkids anymore, it's happening right now. And I think that's true, and that propels me to get involved. And, you know, I've found professional work colleagues who are interested in doing this. So, you know, some of it's professional, a lot of it's personal. At the end of the day, this is an issue that Americans need to address, and I think will in their own way. But I don't have specific remedies. I'm here to ask Sitkins to draw upon their experience and their knowledge base and tell our politicians what needs to be done, because we're called upon to act here, and we should, and we need input from all kinds of people in our state and around our nation.